This is CRY 104 FM Podcasts.
Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
The performance of the meeting, I think, was William Munns' Aramon winning the Galway hurdle under top weight. He really was a very, very good performance on the day. He carried much more weight even than Shardage did 2 years ago. Of course, Shardage went on to be second in the champion hurdle. I see Aramon now quoted for the next year's champion hurdle. And the way he won there on last Thursday, he certainly, you have to say, he has to be up in that bracket now. A very good performance. Some very good racing, some very exciting finishes. Salt and Stahl was a great winner of that Galway mile for the second year in a row for Gavin Ryan. He's really doing very well this year. Apprentice Gavin Ryan seems to be taking the racing world by storm at the moment. First jockey for Dunlop O'Brien, and as I say, it was a very good week of racing. Willie Munns had, as usual, a number of winners, 10 winners for the whole week, which of course was very good again. And I just thought the whole week meeting went fairly well. It was just a pity, of course, no crowd. Hopefully all teams will change next year and be back with the Galway roar that we so used to seeing.
That's for sure, Martin. And looking ahead to this weekend's racing action, we've plenty to look forward to. We've two meetings on Saturday with the likes of Cork and Kilbeggan, our local track in Cork. What's the pick of the action on Saturday for you, Martin?
Yeah, some excellent racing in Cork. They really have done very well with some of the races, like the Platinum Stakes now has been switched from Ferry House to Cork. They've picked up some really nice races, and that is one of the feature events there at 3:40. Some very interesting horses in that. Current Option, of course, was a big winner of the big handicap on the last day at Galway last Sunday, and he takes his chance now and lists the company. Whether he's quite good enough to beat some very useful horses, it remains to be seen, but he certainly deserves his chance. Smash Williams, the horse I follow a bit, but he hasn't won for quite a while for Jim Bulger, although this 7-4 trip will suit him very well. Another one with a big chance has to be Redenza for Mick Halford. Didn't seem to get the trip last time over a mile and one at the Curragh, but before that was a good tour at Leopardstown, and stepping back down to 7-4 I think will suit her. But maybe a little each way on Silk Forest would have a good chance there for Paddy Toomey and Billy Dee. They are a good combination. She finished fourth in a similar type race at Cork a couple of weeks ago, and I think she has to have a big chance here. Some other races there are definitely worth mentioning. In the very last race, the 5:55, the Give Thanks Stakes, a Group 3 race for fillies over a mile and a half, sees the reappearance of Dermot Wells Tarnawa. This one was the winner of the race last season, and she's a very, very good mare. This one, she went on and won the Blandford Stakes at the Curragh on Irish Champions Weekend. Her last run actually was in Grade 1 company at Ascot, and went to very heavy ground, didn't suit her last October. She hasn't ran that horse since then, so she probably just might need this run, but she takes on some useful fillies here. Baldeville was a good winner for Joseph Bryan last time at Leopardstown. That was a very good performance. This one was formerly trained in France, and certainly is a smart looking filly. Well, Elizabeth of Aragon has won her last two starts for Aidan O'Brien in handicap company, and certainly deserves a shot at this group company. Though I think the one to beat definitely is Aidan O'Brien's Passion, third in the Oaks last time to a very good filly of Gerard Lyons called Even. So she didn't get a very clear run on that occasion. I'm not saying she'd have won, but she might have been second. I think that form, if she can reproduce that, she would have a very, very good chance. Other races then, I thought the opening race was quite interesting for two of our fillies. A filly called April Showers, and that was last time, won very well at the Curragh, finishing fourth. Could be another winner here for Gavin Ryan. But the second race, Mooney Esther, certainly deserves an overdue winning turn for Ronan Whelan. That must have a decent chance. Later on the card as well, maybe a horse called French Rain for Gerard Lyons. Definitely has a good each way chance for those taking a few bob each way at 8 or 10 to 1 in the 4:15 race.
Plenty to look forward to there, Martin. Anything else on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I thought myself a horse called Silk Cravat would have a bit of a chance in the 4:50. Definitely was one there I thought would have a decent chance. Well, I was watching the race in Galway and noticed a horse called Billy Fairplay finishing a good second at Galway there last weekend, and young Joey Sheridan takes over from Dennis Hogan. Of course, the recently retired Dennis Hogan, he retired from the saddle, but of course he's doing very well as a trainer, and this one has a good chance in the 5:25, that Billy Fairplay.
Brilliant stuff, and we've plenty of other great action to look forward to over the course of the weekend.
Yes, Kilbeggan on Saturday evening, certainly a very good card is for all natural hunt horses here, and plenty of interesting races. None more so in the 5:15 race. Some very decent horses here, Clare McGordon Elliott and Willie Mullins, who have been performing at higher levels. Mainly Can is always a horse that people probably wouldn't put their total trust in, but he certainly has the ability to run a good race. He actually was a winner at Kilbeggan on his previous start, and he certainly wouldn't be too far away here. Although I do like the chance that Mr. Blue Sky is in the 5:15 race. Danny Mullins size for Woody Bones here. This one has been run well enough on the flat lately, and I just think maybe has a winning tune in him here in this 5.15 event. Another race, the 6.15 race, horse called In Your Shadow, was a winner at Cadogan, Tipperary a couple of weeks ago over fences, and now steps back to hurdles here off a much lower mark. He must have a very good chance in that 6.15 race. Ridden by Owen Walsh, who's a very good 7-pound claimer, well worth his £7. I think he could defy top ways in this one. The 6.45 is the Kieran Kelly Memorial Beginner Steeplechase, and Dr. Duffy cost a few quid in Galway last week, was well beaten by a decent filly called Court Maid. I think he might just be able to get his head in front this time, although a horse called aforementioned Forgotten Elliot would be a bit of a danger. Well, definitely one in the 7.15 to follow is the horse called Stamp Your Feet for Enda Bulger. Does very well at Kilbegan, was a winner over that course a couple of weeks ago. Under a £6 penalty here, Mark Walsh on board, I think he's going to be good enough to win again.
That's outstanding stuff, Martin. Stamp Your Feet, certainly a real eye catcher last time, as you said, when winning on that occasion. And we're going to move on now to Sunday's action, because we're doubly represented once again here in Ireland. We've got some good action in the Curragh, and some very nice action in Downpatrick. Always a unique track, and you usually gets a good crowd, but unfortunately I'm not sure what will be happening up there this time around, Martin.
Yes, very much a track for horses for courses at Downpatrick, very hilly up and down track, but does a good job there, and certainly will be interesting racing on Sunday. I think the 2.20 race, the opening race, won at Jessica Harrington, of course, is having a tremendous season on the flat, and of course over jumps as well. Robbie Power goes all the way up to ride this Jalona in the very first race. She was a decent bumper mare, didn't get her head in front, but did run some good races at a higher class level than this, and if she can jump around properly, I think she certainly will win this one. Escorti makes her Garden Elliot looks the danger, but she has been slightly disappointing, and I think Jalona would be very hard to beat. The second race, the 2.55, very interesting contest here. A lot of horses with chances. King Pellinor for Joseph Ryan certainly has improved since going over hurdles. He must have a big chance, but I do like the look of Politicized for Adrian McGuinness. This one was a good second at Galway last time to a horse called Guinevere. That was quite a good performance. Darrell Keefe rides this one off the bottom weight there of 10.9, has a good chance in that 2.55. Two recent winners in the 3.30 could dominate. Misty Mountain, who was a good winner at Sligo on Wednesday, might be good enough to follow up under a £5 penalty for Jimmy Lamb. Lee McKenna claims a valuable £7 off that. I think that one has a good chance of beating the likely favourite Ballinabula Steel. So that's Misty Mountain, that 3.30. In other races then, the 4.40, the Dakota Beat for Gavin Cromwell, again having a good season. This looks a very weak enough race, and I just think Dakota Beat is good enough to win here. Well, another one definitely that is worth mentioning is Ronan McNally's The Trigger. He trains locally there up and down Patrick, and Ronan has done a wonderful job at this The Trigger. He's won his last four races all over fences and all over hurdles. He kind of switches between the two. He was a good winner over hurdles at the Galway Festival there last weekend with Mark Walsh on board. Steps back over fences here. Now he has to shoulder 12 stone, but I do think he's good enough to do so, and I think he could be another winner for Mark Walsh.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye on them on a Sunday, and looking ahead to the Curragh. I know that the feature on the race card will be the 3.10 in the Curragh on Sunday, and that's the Keeneland Phoenix Stakes. Steel Blue has been put in at market leader. I know he's since changed hands after his impressive win last time for Michael O'Callaghan. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, this is a cracking race indeed. It's the first two-year-old Group 1 race of the year actually in Europe. Barry Obis is a very good race. Now, normally Aidan O'Brien wins this race. He's won it 16 times since 1998, so he's three runners here, but just this season at the moment, his two-year-olds aren't really doing as well as maybe they possibly might normally do, and I just have a feeling he's going to struggle to win this race this year. It's interesting that he actually relies on a maiden here, Wayne Lorden by St. Mark's Basilica. Now, this one is very well thought of. It was second at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago on his first run, and is sure to improve, but the fact that he's actually maybe making him his first choice suggests he's one or two there that he probably is afraid to beat. And I just think a couple of English ones here, the Learjet and Ventura Tormenta, both of them are actually first and second in a Group 2 race in France a couple of weeks ago. Ventura Tormenta actually came out won by a neck on that occasion, so both horses travel over here. Declan McDonough rides Ventura Tormenta, a good ride for the Learjet is young Ben Cohen. I think Ventura Tormenta is a very sharp two-year-old and will take plenty of beating here. Steel Bullet, not surprised to see him favourite, though. He's very impressive when he won at Goodwood there last week. As you say, Michael O'Callaghan has now sold the horse, but he does remain in training with him, and he's a very sharp two-year-old this fella. Now whether he gets the 6 furlongs remains to be seen. I've seen him win twice over 5 and he looked very, very good. The 6 furlong could be a little bit of a problem. Other ones with chances, definitely Laws of Indices for Ken Condon. It was a big shock 66-1 winner after Railway Stakes at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. Didn't seem to be any fluke about it on that occasion, but must have a good chance for Biddy Lee. But another long price winner was Alawa Star for Fozzie Stack and Chris Hayes, won a 5 furlong or 6 furlong race there for Philly. on the same afternoon as Irish Oaks begin, and that one will have a chance as well. But I'm going to just go for a bit of a flyer here. A horse called Lucky Vega for Jessica Harrington and Shane Foley was second last time in the Rabbit Stakes. He had earlier won at Nace. I think he's around 8 or 9 to 1 at the moment. I think this one is a very good chance. We're forecast to dry the weekend, and if that comes about and the ground is good or faster, I think this Lucky Vega has a rock solid each way chance, and what is a very, very interesting race for the Phoenix Stakes. As I say, normally it's won by a top class horse like Siskin won it last year, and we've had some very good winners over the years like Henry the Navigator and those type of horses. George Washington went on and won classics. I think we're going to see another good winner on Sunday. I'm hoping that'll be Lucky Vega.
Lucky Vega there for Martin and that wonderful trainer, Jessica Harrington. Anything else catch the eye over the course of the card at the car on Sunday, Martin?
Yeah, some very good racing. I think Jessica could be the one to follow again in the 3:40. A filly called Mill Isle. She was the winner of the Shibley Parent Stakes last year in Newmarket. That was over 6 furlongs. The trainer for the 1,000 guineas at Newmarket earlier on in the year, but she clearly didn't stay on that occasion. She ran okay at Royal Ascot, but last time she bounced back to winning ways at Nace over 6 furlongs. I think that's her trip, and this is the trip it is that she runs over on Sunday. She's got Speaking Colours to beat here. Joseph Ryan's horse won his last two races in very good style, but I just think Mill Isle, in receipt of the weight off and Speaking Colours, might be good enough to win. In other races then, Geraldine's having a very good season. Obviously Colin Keane now, who rode in Goodwood last week, can't ride for another couple of days, so he has to 2 week quarantine he has to go through now with the protocols at the moment. So understudy Gary Carroll has a good chance of a double on Sunday. I think Colour Sergeant in the first ran a fine race last time and third at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago, might be good enough to get his head in front. But in the last race he rides a horse called Frank Arthur, who was only just caught in the last couple of strides last time in a similar type race 3 weeks ago, and he might just be good enough to send punters home fairly happy in that 5:55 event.
Yeah, plenty to look forward to there over the course of the four meetings at the weekend. Martin, if I was to ask you to put a couple of your best bets forward, who are they?
I think we'll go with Passion and the 5:55 at Cork on Saturday. That's a really good chance. I also like the chances of Silk Forest in that 3:40 at Cork. I think at Kilbeggan on Saturday I'd go with Mr. Blue Sky in that 5:15, and I definitely like the chances of Stamp Your Feet in the 7:15 at Kilbeggan. At Downpatrick on Sunday, willing to go along with the Trigger again in the 5:15. I just think he's good enough to win again. Well, I'll go along with Politicise in the 2:55. But the current Sunday, definitely think Mill Isle is a really, really good chance in that 3:40. And I'm hoping that a horse called Lady Anner can win the 5:25. Good second at Gordon Park last time out. Could be good enough to win this filly's maiden.
We'll be keeping a close eye on them over the course of the weekend. Martin, many thanks once again for joining us on the programme. We had a lot to get through there over the course of four meetings, and we're very much looking forward to another busy weekend of Irish horse racing action.
Thanks very much indeed, Barry. Thanks very much. We'll speak to you again next weekend.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.